This is the National Daily.
Welcome to September 2nd, 2020 on the National Day calendar. Today we kick off two month-long celebrations that are an ode to joy. More after the break from Anna DeVere.
Things that are soft. Clouds, puppies, pillows, hand sanitizer. No, really. SafPower hand sanitizer cream is made with cold-pressed safflower oil. SafPower moisturizes and rejuvenates your skin while also protecting you from harmful germs. For more on the difference you can feel, visit SafPower.com.
Maybe you're not a fan of classical music, but I bet you know Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, Ode to Joy.
Dun, 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 bum,
totally
bum,
Croatian, John.
Totally. Many consider this to be the composer's greatest work, which is high praise considering the amount of music he created. What makes this symphony so special is that it was composed when Beethoven was deaf. When the Ninth Symphony debuted in 1824, he stood with the conductor in front of the orchestra, back turned to the audience. As the performance ended, the crowd erupted into thunderous applause, and because he couldn't hear, Beethoven had no idea the audience liked it until he turned around and saw the standing ovation. September is National Classical Music Month, the perfect time to revisit some of the most beautiful music ever composed.
When we think of the fabric of our great nation, the threads that tie us all together could be called Americana. Since the word was coined in 1841, it has been used to describe our culture from folk music to food and events that strike a chord in the hearts of people coast to coast. This word means home, and that home might be different for everyone who embraces the word, but what matters most is the history we hold dear that keeps us connected to our roots. This pride of ownership in our own country can hopefully soothe the gaps between us while letting us celebrate the things that make us beautiful. September is National Americana Month, and while we search for what is meaningful in our songs, stories, and character, may we find respect among our nation's most cherished traditions.
Well said, Mark.
Thanks, Anna.
Okay, tomorrow is National Bowling League Day. Are you up for that?
I am actually looking forward to telling the story about tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. If you'd like to celebrate every day with us, be sure to follow us on Facebook and check out our website, thenationaldailyshow.com.
See you tomorrow.